The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Live, I'm barely alive over here. Why are you messing with me right from the top, man?
Hey, man, happy days. Pretty good to be with you. We've got a Buster Chops a little on the radio. Thank you, Rich, doing the hard work behind the scenes. Of course, our fair audience, happy days to us all. Join the political party, 844-967-2789.
Ejusticular Tuesday edition. Yeah. I always do that. I use the point. I accentuate the point. With a actual point.
I notice you actually point. You don't use your thumb. Aren't you supposed to point with your thumb? It's less...
I don't care what others...
Intimidating.
Do I look like Scott Walker to you? Do I look like a wanker? I am not a wanker.
You've got way more hair than you do.
Oh, no.
You remember when I went... Oh, come on, man. You're going to...
I'm sorry.
Going to make this bald?
That's not a great... Hey, bald is beautiful, baby.
Do you know how many cabinets I've worked on in my lifetime? I got lots of cabinet injuries.
You are a cabinet king.
I've been doing lots of work, Dom, and I feel like I want you to do some of the heavy lifting for a change.
Oh, wow.
So why don't you choose the lead from your butter wherever you find your leads.
I want to acknowledge and thank our audience and you, Crudy, for a fine discussion yesterday. Former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish wrote an op-ed talking about how we need to, have faith in our electoral systems and all that. And if you want to hear all that conversation, you can go back and listen to the podcast. It was quite entertaining. But then I got home last night. It was on my mind, and I was just like, because we get a little.
You were
feisty,
always on my mind. I'm like Willie Nelson, buddy.
And they ruminate with me a little bit. And then as I was perusing the news last night, I come across this one from the Raw story. Sore loser, GOP roasts Trump backstabber for grasping at straws after apparent loss. I was like, ooh, wait, what? This sounds like, mega on mega crime, man. This is the Republican Party in disarray. So I had to jump in, had to see what's happening. A few paragraphs to give you some backstory.
That's your favorite clickbait. The Republican Party in disarray. Dab, oh, click, click, click.
Right. Always. And here's a little bit of the reporting. The race hasn't officially been called yet, but House Freedom Caucus Chair Bob Good, a Republican from Virginia, appears all but certain to lose to his Trump-endorsed primary challenger, John McGuire. But he doesn't seem keen on accepting his loss just yet, and his own colleagues are starting to chuckle at his denial.
It was rigged! It was rigged!
Denial. This comes after Good blamed his loss on, among other things, fires that broke out at certain polling places on Election Day, which public officials promptly debunked as untrue. Now, according to Axios, Good has said he plans to challenge the result if the race is called for his opponent, State Senator John McGuire, and has demanded a do-over in one county. He trailed McGuire by just 368 votes out of more than 62,000 cast in the primary. With
how many
votes? 368 out of more than 62,000 with mail-in votes to be counted. Good said on Steve Bannon's podcast Monday that he'll try to block certification of the results as he seeks an investigation. But fellow Republicans find this refusal to accept defeat not unlike that of former President Donald Trump, as he and his associates sought to overturn the 2020 presidential election, culminating in the January 6th attack, to be absurd. And then the quote, and this really got me, our guy, Crudy's buddy, man, handing out beers at 9 in the morning, Rep. Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin, said this: "Of course Bob is claiming election fraud. He is gasping at straws to help save his political career." Other Republicans piled on.
Wait. I don't care about the other Republicans for just a minute. Derek Van Orden, the congressman from Wisconsin's 3rd CD, this freshman congressman that went out on January 6th of 2020, now has not been credibly accused of participating in the insurrection, but hell, he was an insurrection adjacent observer for sure.
He was certainly there.
And was he there to welcome President Joe Biden that day?
I don't think so.
So he was just the sort of sore loser that would show up at DC because he was there for the wild party
or stop the steal, right? Right?
Or stopping the steal.
Or the claim of election fraud. Again, Van Orden's quote: "Of course Bob is claiming election fraud. He's grasping at straws to help save his political career." So the MAGA says MAGA is claiming election fraud to save MAGA's career. Are we in Rainbow Land? Do you know what you're saying? And Van Orden, why is it "of course"? Why the term "of course"? I mean, is that your default? Of course he's saying it's rigged because he's a MAGA. That's what they do. Of course he's saying there is interference because that's what they do when they lose. He's laying it out there. That's what they do. And now he's actually criticizing his fellow MAGA for being MAGA and claiming election was rigged, as MAGAs do when they lose.
I thought that was the biggest purpose of the MAGA. Make America Great Again means listen to Trump whining about the fact he didn't win the last elective cycle. That's really what it has devolved into, is it not, Dom? And you know what happens, Dom, if you don't buy the rigging? You get recalled like Robin Voss. I've been very excited about this effort happening down there in the Racine-ish area. Molly Beck reporting from the Journal Sentinel. I'm going to take it from here, Dom. A group of election conspiracy theorists have submitted... enough signatures to trigger a recall election against the legislature's top Republican, but questions remain about how the effort will move forward under a state Supreme Court ruling barring such contests under maps redrawn since the recall effort began. Oh, is this a cluster? Yeah. Wisconsin Election Commission staff found the group seeking to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss turned in enough signatures from Voss's old assembly district to trigger a recall election, according to a memo from a commission attorney to commissioners. But staff also recommend leaving it up to the bipartisan panel to decide at their Thursday meeting, Dom, whether Voss could be recalled from the district he was elected to represent in 2022, a district the state Supreme Court has declared to be part of an unconstitutional electoral map. Voss always benefited greatly from that highly gerrymandered unconstitutional electoral map, Dom.
Or as he would put it, better candidates, better ideas.
Dom, if commissioners decide a recall election must be held in Voss's new district, the group is short enough signatures. They didn't get them from the new, they got them from the old. In a statement, Voss said the committee broke state law, I suspect, by collecting 347 signatures outside the time period allowed, and therefore the commissioner should not deem those names as valid. "We also raised serious fraud allegations that were not refuted by the Recall Voss Committee or addressed in the WEC staff report. We are confident they have not met the threshold for recall and will present our argument to the commission on Thursday," Voss said. Talking about sore losers. The recall committee said in May, it had submitted more than 9,000 signatures, exceeding the required number, Don, which is 6,850, by about 2,100 votes. Now, Voss challenged the petitions, arguing he identified thousands of invalid signatures through his own review. And ultimately, commission staff found the group had submitted 6,866 valid signatures, 16 more than required, Dom. That number has been stuck in my head, the 6,850, the prerequisite number, because they've been trying and trying and trying again, Dom. And they have met the rigorous number by 16 to spare. According to a memo released by the commission on Tuesday, and members of the bipartisan State Elections Commission rejected the group's first recall effort against Voss in April, you know, back when it might have had something to work with, after the commission staff determined the group didn't gather enough signatures in the correct legislative districts and found petition circulators illegally forged signatures. I didn't know you couldn't do that. And the recall efforts are led by a group of Racine County area supporters of former President Trump who want to oust Voss after his criticism of Trump and his refusal to take up legislative efforts to impeach WEC Administrator Megan Wolf, who is a bureaucrat acting at the direction of a bipartisan panel, Dom.
Yeah, specifically, recall organizers criticized Voss for obstructing efforts to impeach Megan Wolf after he, in January, blocked a resolution to launch impeachment proceedings against her. In September, Assembly Republicans put forward 15 articles of impeachment against Wolf, tying her to debunked election lies and falsely claiming she was directly responsible for decisions made by the commission. All 15 contained false or misleading claims about how election administration works in Wisconsin. The commission faced harsh criticism from Republicans over Trump's false claim that he won the election. Of course, you got to remember, as Molly Beck points out, this is a group of election conspiracy theorists. So not shocking they would put forward 15 articles of impeachment that had wrong information in them.
But the last time they tried to primary Voss, Dom, apparently, allegedly, they committed felonies. Tried to drop money through backdoor channels, through local parties, for the old fighting 63rd. Now there's still going to be a lawsuit. And ultimately, Rockin' Robin Voss, well, he's on the ballot, what, four times this year? Four times. A primary, a recall primary, a recall general, a primary for the traditional 2024 election, of course, the general election in November.
Does he have an opponent yet?
Adam Steen, alleged felon, question mark?
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
Yeah, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates. I thought you were saying, what was that phone number again?
844-967-2789.
You know what I find most interesting about this recall Robin Voss effort? The, of course, rationale behind it. He wouldn't seek to, overturn the 2020 election, you know, as late as like 2022, 23. I mean, hell, he had John Eastman. Wasn't it Eastman that came and had a private meeting with Robin Voss, trying to talk him into decertifying the election years later?
Yep.
Your buddy Tim Rantham made a whole elective campaign out of that. Yes, hell, Gableman's made his whole corrupted post-Supreme Court career out of that, claiming the rigged outcome of the 2020 election. He is the former mentee, has become the ringleader of the recall Robin Voss efforts. Gableman is behind this.
The embarrassment that is from Gableman from Wisconsin, who Robin Voss first hired to lead the investigation into what went wrong in Wisconsin elections. And of course, that was bunk. It was BS. And he wasted millions of dollars and everyone's time. And came back with a great idea that, yes, we should, in fact, invalidate the election? You can't really do that, but thank you for playing.
I would strongly suggest decertifying the 2020 election is the advice of former corrupted Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman.
And then apparently after that, you know, what? Then Boss and him had the falling out because then Gableman appeared with Trump.
And
endorsed Adam Steen.
And then Trump's campaign, Adam Steen, Chanel Branchon, who's incestuously mixed into this whole mix through her former committee chairperson role at the Assembly Elections Committee, Chanel Branchon, your girl, and they all allegedly committed felonies to backdoor fund the Steen primary campaign against Robin Voss, sending money to the Fightin' 63rd in excess of campaign finance laws.
Whatever. I mean, it's all a workaround anyway. I mean, the limits are for the little people. If you can only give $1,000, that's not enough. So you give, you know, more money to the county parties and tell the county parties where you want that spent, like for Adam Steen specifically. And that way, see, you can get around it. It's like money laundering.
But even the Trump super PAC has been accused, allegedly, of committing felonies and committing dollars in excess of campaign finance laws. Feloniously. That's the allegation. No charges yet. But I find it very ironic. Do you recall back in March when Robin Voss said he was going to vote for Donald Trump? Do you recall that? All of this, all the recall efforts, the Gableman, they're all being inspired by Donald Trump. In your embarrassment, your public humiliation, because Robin, even if you don't successfully get recalled, you are on the decline as a leader of the party, sir. You know, look in the mirror. But Robin Voss once called Trump's candidacy a suicide mission, and now he's endorsing him. He's on board for the suicide mission, Dom. Although the coverage back in March from Molly Beck, after calling the nomination of Donald Trump as the GOP presidential candidate a suicide mission for Republicans, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss now says he believes the former president can win the Badger State this fall. Apparently the new conductor of the Trump train, Dom. Voss has been a target of Trump since 2021. Wow. Remember when Trump made him come down there, ride the private plane down to Alabama? They took the smiling photo on the private jet, Dom.
You know, honestly, when you think about all the folks that have gone up against Donald Trump and that have lost their political careers, I mean, Voss is one of the last hangers-on, man. I mean,
well, he's being actively recalled in the current sense.
He's still there, man. He's still there.
Yes, it says here, Dom, Voss has been a target of Trump since 2021, when the legislature's top Republican refused to take steps to overturn Trump's loss in Wisconsin and withstood a primary challenge Trump helped fund, leading Voss to pledge to try as hard as I can to ensure Trump did not secure the GOP nomination. But once he did, or as Molly Beck writes, but now after Trump has prevailed in the GOP presidential primary, Voss is endorsing Trump and says he believes the former president can win Wisconsin again. You mean like he did in 2020, Robin?
For a third time? Is it simply because Robin Voss and these Republicans just want to be in a winning team? Why are you voting for him? Well, I think he can win Wisconsin. Not because I believe in his policies and his entrepreneurial spirit. He's a businessman. He knows how to take care of employees and contractors and women. And he knows it's just that he's going to win. I think he's going to win, so I'm going to vote for him.
Here is what Robin Voss said at that time, Dom. It's going to be a choice between two men. It's not going to be a choice between what do I think the president should be? What do I think the president shouldn't be? This back in March, it's going to be, do you think the policies that Joe Biden has put in place over the course of the past 4 years are better for the country, or were times better under Donald Trump when we actually had low inflation, low taxes, more control at the border? Well, at least you got your priorities, fella. So don't forget, Robin Voss has endorsed the man that is
suicide mission,
taking him out. After calling it a suicide missions, he's the conductor of The suicide trade, I guess.
He's Kevin Bacon in Enema House. Thank you. May I have another? Thank you. May I have another? That's what he is. He's there for the beating.
Maybe that's what he and Michelle have in common. Maybe into that.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that, but politically speaking, it seems a little weird.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. Yes, stick around. Thank you, sir. You may have another of the greatest radio programs ever. And if you think this one's going to be great, wait till I tell you about tomorrow's show. I booked so many guests, I gave them all the option. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I did offer today as well, Dom. Tell the truth, I don't even care about Friday. I offered Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And everybody chose Wednesday. So today, you're our guest at 844-967-2789.
The Devil's Advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a gesticular Tuesday edition. I'm still pointing at you, fella.
Yeah, I see.
I pointed you. You can be a part of this show, although I won't point at you. That's somewhat impolite. 844-967-2789. That never stopped me before, though. I might point that out.
The bar's been lower, man. If pointing is the worst thing you do, Curdy, you know, you're okay.
Well, I was pointing at you yesterday, wasn't I? Yeah. In a manner of speaking. Wisco, Paul, welcome back. What do you got for us?
My fine argument. Hey, Paulie, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay, Dominic Coote. You know, going back to your last topic there with Voss, this state has not recovered yet from the 8 years Walker, Scott Walker, Wanker, whatever you want to call him.
Wanker!
When he was in power. Yeah, you talk about Gableman, Voss, who was in the shadow government for the last 4, 5, 6 years. But Walker he tore the state apart, and it's hard to fix it when you get ripped apart with the policies he had with the Supreme Court, and it's just mind-boggling. And I just wanted to mention, it's hard for me to even talk about Walker. I'll mention the roads too. If they haven't fixed them completely yet, and it may be a while.
Paul, know? Have you been to the Pottawatomie lately in Milwaukee, over by 25th Avenue?
No,
enormous Scott holes.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. The trains too. You can't take a train to get there. You know, it goes on and on. The list is amazing, and I think they used Wisconsin as a test for what they were gonna do nationally, and what they're still trying to do with Trump. But for goodness sakes, people, when you sit down and listen to what Trump is talking about, some of it's coherent, most of it is not. What he wants to do in his next 4 years, you can't vote for that guy. A cadaver in the White House would be better. We'd be safer. And he'll burn this thing down. I mean, it's just, but yeah.
Wisco, my only objection, do you have to call Joe a cadaver?
No, I didn't have to do that. But, I mean, I'm just saying I would vote for him if he was sitting there in a jar. I mean, because Trump is so, so bad.
How about you vote for him because he's been an effective president so far? I mean, I have admitted.
He's been effective. Yeah, he's been effective. And at the debate Thursday night, if he runs on what he's done and proves Trump is incoherent, yeah, I think he'll be okay. But I was just trying to make a point there, Crudy, that, you know, at this point, anything would be better than four years of Trump, because the man is, he's told you what he's going to do, and then there's some 2025 thing, and then you get that Stephen Miller, and I don't know, he just lately came out and said he wants to have these cage fights against immigrants or whatever.
Migrant cage fights, MMA style.
That's if anybody, can you imagine a Democrat saying any of this stuff? He'd be tore apart. He'd be, I don't know. I don't know how your conservative friends are calling can even be on board with this guy at this point. If you look, it was hard enough for me to get the conversation with Walker. Now I'm on Trump, you know.
While you're behind Wisco, Paul. You can't even win the debate of the front seat. Mrs. Wisco's beating you.
Yeah, she's sitting right beside me. Anyway, I'll see you Thursday night. I may not call again because I get so upset over thinking about 4 years of Trump that it's a difficult situation.
It's all going to change on Thursday, Paul. Joe Biden's going to outperform. Okay. He's going to win hearts and minds. Dom's going to pull out his wallet, and unicorns are going to fly.
Oh, boy.
Hey, 2 out of 3, thank you, man, Paul.
Thank you, guys, for what you do. Hey,
take care, Paul.
2789. Yeah, and thank you for bringing that up. There's just so many asinine, outrageous, stupid-ass things that this guy says and does. And that was one of them. Apparently, over the weekend, mused about the creation of a migrant fighting league to rival the Ultimate Fighting Championship, the UFC, characterizing migrants as tough and mean during his stump speech. Brought the idea up in 2 separate events on Saturday, one during a gathering of Christian conservatives in the nation's capital, and later in a rally in Philly, because, I mean, who would Jesus fight? These people are tough. They're so tough, he said. In both addresses, he recalled that he floated the idea to UFC head Dana White. I said, Dana, I have an idea for you to make a lot of money. You're going to go and start a new migrant fight league. Only migrants, Trump recalled.
Is it a voluntary thing or is it like the Romans?
I think it's got to be. It can't be voluntary. I mean, come on. He suggested that migrant league champion and the UFC's champion would ultimately battle each other. I think the migrant guy might win. That's how tough they are. He didn't like the idea too much, but actually, it's not the worst idea I've had. He told the Christian group, these people are tough. They're nasty, mean.
Jeff says it's like
unclear exactly, but what did Jesus say about migrants? Start the migrant fight league because they're tough, nasty, and mean. Is that what Jesus said? When they come in, send them to Thunderdome. 2 men enter, 1 man leave. I mean, what are we talking about? He's your presidential candidate. He wants to do migrant fight. He's going to fix the homeless problem by having homeless fight each other. I mean, is this our idea? This is great. Not the worst idea I've ever had. Oh my God. I'd like to see the list of good ideas. It would be smaller.
Bum fights for immigrants, according to Texter Jeff.
I mean,
that's a winning platform, don't you think, Dom?
How do you even? Did you just let it pass? You just ignore the crazy things he says? Because if it were, someone that I would consider voting for that would have the ability to, I don't know, end life on Earth as we know it, I think I'd be a little more discerning about what the person is saying and doing. And if your bright idea to Dana White is to start a illegal immigrant migrant fighting championship Sunday. It's just asinine, man.
Just think about it. It might grow on you. 844. Sorry, I'm trying to speak. 844-967-2789. No, I think it's a tremendous policy. Why don't you lead with that at the debate, Trump?
I think it'd be a great idea. Dana White told media members during the UFC Saudi Arabia post-fight press conference that the conversation had indeed happened, as Trump recalled. He took it as a joke. Quote, it was a joke, White told reporters. I saw everybody going crazy online. But yeah, he did say it.
844-967-2789. Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Oh, it's Hey, guys. It's so tough to remain coherent when dealing with such incoherency that Donald Trump spouts out on a daily basis, on an hourly basis, minute by minute. It is just a cavalcade of incoherence that it kind of shatters, you know, coherent thoughts that a person has. I mean, that, you know.
I know. It's like talking to Dom.
Yeah. I was thinking the same thing, Trudy.
I wouldn't say that at all. I mean, it's like I saw it now today that story just released that Judge Merchan apparently has modified the gag order allowing Trump to, to attack, jurors and people who participate in the trial now. I mean, that sitting on that jury.
I would remind you, though, we're still pre-sentencing. He's got his sentencing coming on July 11th. Maybe the judge is giving him a little bit of rope to go lynch himself with.
And maybe, but I mean, that what happens if some juror gets assaulted, or some member of the court gets assaulted in the meantime by some MAGA? And
you mean like
seriously injured
someone like Paul Pelosi? Because it's not a theoretical. I mean, the
right. Again is what we're talking about. What if this happens again? What if it happens more often? I mean, we've seen this already. January 6th, Paul Pelosi. Name your example. These things have happened already. Now we're talking about matters of degree, Mark.
And for matters of degree, I mean, if they want, if there's going to be a cage match, just seal off the building the RNC is having their convention in, and leave limited food supply in there and just supply them with knives. I mean, that maybe I'd pay people to pay to see that.
Mark's got his own Hunger Games going on.
Definitely Thunderdome. Need some Tina Turner. We don't need another hero, Mark. We just need some callers. Thank you for your call, 844-967-2789.
By contrast, there were no MMA immigrant fight propositions put forth by the Biden campaign or their surrogates in Wisconsin yesterday.
See, why is Sleepy Joe ducking the issue, man? Huh? I mean, people want to know. No one's ever seen anything like it. I mean, it's not the worst idea. This is a great idea. And now the current president, Sleepy Joe's got nothing to say about migrant fights. Why is he running? Why is he hiding?
I'm ignoring you and all your bad ideas. Dateline Madison, Democrats leaned hard this week into the 2-year anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade to tout efforts to protect abortion access, an issue they're counting on to fire up a key base, voters in President Joe Biden's reelection bid. In Massachusetts, Senator Elizabeth Warren spoke to a crowd of about 400 people Monday night at Madison's Majestic Theater, where she focused on the impact of the 2022 Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization Supreme Court ruling and slammed what she characterized as former President Donald Trump's threats to reproductive rights. Donald Trump and the extremist Republicans are coming for access to abortion, access to contraception, access to IVF, and it's up to you to stop them, Warren said. The very notion that healthcare is a private decision between a patient and a physician that is on the ballot November 5th. Now, Democratic Party Chair Ben Wickler, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski joined Warren. The event followed earlier ones Monday, including a roundtable featuring Tammy Baldwin, who's locked in a re-election battle with pornstachioed Eric Hudvey. Similar events were planned in Eau Claire and Hudson on Tuesday. Rodriguez, the LT, said, "You know those moments, those points in history that just stay in your brain forever when something shocking happened? That's what overturned Dobbs was for all women across the United States." So, Elizabeth Warren in town, in no proposition of a immigrant fight club.
No.
They're falling behind in the immigrant fight club policy war, Dom.
I just, I think it goes to show you the differences in the priorities between, the Democratic Party and the MAGAs.
Yes, there is a difference of priorities. Trump wants Fight Club.
You're not supposed to talk about Fight Club, man.
And women want autonomy over their bodies.
I mean, come on, let's get serious. Really? They won't be treated as equal.
What about
Immigrant Fight Club, and you want equality for women?
I've got a solution that will suit all parties, Dom.
What?
Pregnant Immigrant Woman Fight Club. Oh, now that's got everything.
Wow.
You could match them up by trimester.
It might be a little too much, man. It's like going to the soul.
Folks, you are listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. More of me, less of them, I hope.
Ah.
Don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
Before listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, love it when you join the political party. You can do so on the lines, talk or text. Hit us up at 844-967-2789.
We'll get to the phones momentarily, Dom, but I've been checking the text line. Trash texting Jeff from Shorewood. I don't think he's listening properly, Dom. He called it a testicular Tuesday. That's gesticular. You know, like I move my hands a lot. I don't know what you're doing at your house, Jeff, but I'll leave that to you and the fellas. Here's some more. Devils. Derek Van Orden is back in the crybaby loser in Donald J. Trump. Yes, and all the rigged election things. But if Bob Good wants to make the same claim, he's a sore loser.
Yeah, of course he's going to make that claim. Of course, because that's what MAGA does.
Sherry has sent along her regards, as she often does. Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Sherry.
More, Dom. Devils, as we've heard Clay and Gary both say, he isn't the coach we want. But he's the one we've got. Just drink the Kool-Aid. Like the Trump Kool-Aid or the Biden Kool-Aid? I think the impression I get them is, you know, we should just get around and support Biden already.
Well, of course.
I didn't like all that cadaver talk from Wisco Paul, though. You and him. I'd vote for the hat in the blue jar.
Right, man.
Can we vote for Ernie? Can we vote for the guy who had it?
Man, I mean, I'm not even kidding. And if it's Kamala Harris, you know, line them up. Anybody beyond Joe Biden, if it's not Joe or wouldn't be Joe, or if something would have, doesn't even matter. Not Donald Trump. There is no circumstance ever in the world where Donald Trump should ever be in the White House again. Ever. Ever, ever, ever.
What about on a tour? A three-hour tour? 844.
No.
967-2789. He hasn't been foreboding from the White House tour, has he? In Dom's world. Pete from Blue Mounts, you haven't been foreboding. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Pete.
Hello?
Yeah, welcome.
Hello?
What's that, Pete? We can barely hear you.
I'm sorry. Let me take you off speaker.
Yeah, do that, buddy.
Hello.
Yeah, Pete. Yeah.
What do you got?
All right. So I'm a second generation Mexican American. My dad was a World War II vet. And one thing Trump has succeeded in is making me feel unsafe in my own country. Because I feel like the color of my skin puts a target on me.
Do you think it would be worse if there were let's just say, a mass deportation policy implemented? I met some people at a Trump rally recently, last week in Racine. Alejandra, I believe, a nice Latina lady. they didn't seem any concern at all. They said, well, we're U.S. citizens. Why would we fear for having to produce papers or whatever the case may be? Is that a legitimate fear,
Pete? I think that's being naive. I could picture being approached by an ICE agent.
How about a guy from down the road? How about one of your neighbors? A vigilante style. Well, you know, if that's the...
Possibly I've experienced casual or what I call passive-aggressive racism. I'm from Chicago, but I've been here 24 years.
Quick. Does it seem to you like this conversation is going backwards? And we talk about race relations and, you know, accepting of all cultures and, you know, the melting pot, so on and so forth. Does it seem like some of that language, that discussion has gone away?
Well, it's weird. Empirically, like population-wise, I think things have gotten more diverse. Like I'm in the Blue Mountains, Mount Horeb area.
Yeah.
But I think the conversation with, you know, Fox News constant hate speech is going backwards, you know, touting replacement theory and all that.
Yeah, so. Exactly. We don't hear about the great melting pot now. It's all about the great replacement theory coming from the megas, Pete. And I just don't get that. I mean, I recall like my sense of like Reagan and some of these other conservatives, you know, welcoming, want people here. We need people here. I mean, this is where the shining city on the hill kind of thing, right? Well, who doesn't want to go there? We can be, you can be free. You can live your life. You can practice your religion. You can work, you can play. You can do all the things. And we want people who want to have that freedom. What we're supposed to be uniting around is that sense of freedom, Pete. And it seems like that's not at all what it's about, or at least for the mega side of it.
They'll take your jobs, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, my family didn't come here with the handout. They worked their asses off, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just a bummer, man.
Pete?
Yeah, it is a bummer.
Come have a beer with us.
So what I was going to say
is,
Americans want to keep food on the table. You know, you need immigration. Americans don't want to work at the dairies or meatpacking plants. You know, they want to be YouTube influencers, so, you know.
Is that paywall, Pete, that YouTube influencer thing?
Radio?
Detassel and Corn, we got to look up at those people at this point, Pete.
Oh, boy. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Appreciate you calling. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate it.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is a gesticular Tuesday edition. There's a difference there. Just saying, Joe.
Come on, Joe.
There's a difference. Come on back with us. We'll have a happy hour next time. Your call is always welcome here. We're going to turn our attention to the national news. Did you hear Trump got tortured, Dom?
Oh, I heard, man. Tortured. Jamal Khashoggi has some comments to say about that. Maybe Jared could put us in touch.
Waterboarding or worse? I wonder if they hooked electrodes up to his gesticulars. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates. We'll take your call. We'll have opinions. Hope you'll have one as well. 844-967-2789. We got the biggest balls of them all.